While Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, takes place on November the 1st and 2nd in Mexico, the festival is being celebrated in and around St. John during October, which is Latin American Heritage Month in Canada. The holiday, in which respect is paid to friends and family who have passed away, is said to have indigenous and Catholic roots and has been recognised by UNESCO. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Executive Director of Dia de los Muertos St. John, artist Fabiola Martinez, about the events that will be taking place for this year's celebration and the importance of the festival in Mexican culture, as well as bridging cultural gaps through such celebrations.
Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, is a traditional Mexican festival that honors those who passed before us and is an event that it takes about 2 weeks of festivities. We have workshops, so we've been teaching in different schools as well, the Anglophone, Francophone, and private schools, so that all the community and youth here, they can join us and be part of this celebration. So the main event is happening on October 25th at Area 506. However, we have a ticket event that is happening at Yep Cider on October 24th. And we are having an indigenous group from Mexico. They are going to be part of the opening ceremony and they are going to be part of this celebration, which is an amazing opportunity right now of building a cultural bridge between Mexico and Canada. We're having a pre-fiesta from 4:30 to 5:30. And we are gonna have a Mexican singer inspired by mariachi music. We are gonna have bubbles performances, and we will have a free face painting for all the kids that they want to do the Sugar Skulls face painting. And then we are doing a parade with all the artists gathering from Picarons. We are walking together to Area 506 for the opening ceremony with Aztlan, the group coming from Mexico. We will have the ofrenda installation, which is going to be made of 100 different ofrendas, altars, made from 100 youth in our community. We will have an art competition, so we're calling out for youth to be part of a Sugar School decoration so they can bring their artwork. And we will be on display, and then the winner will be announced on a stage. We also will have our community altar where the visitors or the community is invited to create marigolds and to decorate a picture so they can be part of the engagement of the community altar, so they can learn how to make a flower or like decorate a sugar skull and then to add it to the altar. So that is going to be an interaction creation process to engage the community. Also, as I mentioned, we have these ancestral dancers from Mexico coming, which is an amazing and exciting part of the festival. We have a folk ballet, Latido. They are coming from Moncton. It's the first folk company in New Brunswick that is starting. It's brand new. We have Rosé Ballet and visual artists from Fredericton as well. So it's creating this Atlantic celebration from different art forms coming from different backgrounds and to celebrate the day, being inspired for the Day of the Dead and to honor memory and remembrance.
And can you tell me just a little bit more about the Day of the Dead and the importance of it within Mexican culture and to yourself?
Day of the Dead was named by the UNESCO as an intangible heritage of humanity, and it was created by indigenous groups in Mexico. So it's a very strong connection with indigenous roots. And to bring a celebration like this, honoring memory and those who pass or loved ones, we are building a cultural bridge. We're trying to understand different traditions, but also to learn about art. And art is the heart of our festival. So if we can communicate our tradition and to inspire others through this, it has to be through art. So people can understand and people feel engaged and invited to be part of this.
I kind of just interested in the contrast of our kind of approach to death in different cultures. Is Canadian culture slightly different to Mexican culture in this?
Yes, but I gotta say that in New Brunswick, I feel like the Francophone community, the Anglophone community, and the multicultural community are very open in to understand and to engage with others. Art has been the link in this process. So for students, for youth, for families to understand more about this tradition, art is a way to do it. And they have been super open about it. And this is bringing a conversation on the table as well of how traditions are being adopted and how traditions can be inspiring for others, and for the Day of the Dead to be actually a healing process to think about death in a different way. It's something that it happens every day, and it just makes you to celebrate life too, right? And to value what we have and the moments we are having every day. Death is a very harsh topic, so I hope that with this festival, we're more open about that conversation. We just like to thank everybody who has been very supportive to this festival. It's only for 2 weeks, but it takes a year of planning, funding, sponsors to create the team. So we just are very grateful, and we would like to invite, it's a lot of work behind, so we would just like to invite the community to come, take a look, to learn about the Day of the Dead celebration, to come and see Aztlan, right? The artist coming from Mexico, to learn more about our heritage, but also be part of it. This is for everybody. Everybody is included. Dead, it doesn't have any discrimination itself. So we are all gonna be honoring and memory all everybody. It's everyone. Everybody's invited to celebrate.
The main events around St. John will take place on Friday, October 24th at Yip Cider on the Kingston Peninsula, and Saturday, October 25th in Uptown St. John around Area 506 Container Village. More information can be found at diadelosmuertossj.com. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.